Happy Tuesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here at Darius Dell to present our macro minute for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, what matters most to asset markets? March retail sales, Kevin Warsh's testimony, or the U.S.-Iran ceasefire? Our answer is neither. Each is a feature of the evolving distribution of probable economic policy and market outcomes. It's not our job to tell the market what it must price in and when. Rather, it's our job to notice when the market regime changes faster than investor consensus so that we can execute our buy and sell orders ahead of the herd. Regarding the data, the March retail sales supported our resilient U.S. economy and Paradigm C themes, Paradigm C being run it hot, that's the grow phase of the cut, grow, print sequence required to address the geopolitically driven supply-demand imbalance in the treasury bond market, which has remained our core research view since the summer of 2023. Getting back to the executive summary here, Kevin Warsh's testimony is likely to quell fears regarding his hawkish views on the balance sheet. And finally, the tenuous U.S.-Iran ceasefire appears headed for another round of brinksmanship. We continue to anticipate a positive resolution to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Transitioning to our 42 macro dashboard, as always, wrap up a question from our community. This one's titled, Liquidity, How Fragile is the Recent Signal Pivot? It says, hi, Team 42. Just feeling good about the recent switch to back to risk on. I came across the Wall Street Journal reporting about UAE approaching Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, former client, for access to the U.S. dollar in case the crisis drags on. Is this a trailing news item relating to former risk off regime, or hint of things to come, i.e. data points getting worse soon? Might the global liquidity signal switch again to risk off? How volatile is this signal? And so excellent question here. So the first answer I'll say is that the UAE, the minister who reached out to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, this is a prospective market risk. What they're essentially signaling is that, hey, if the strait remains closed and we're unable to sell our petroleum products to generate the, you know, the profits and household savings that we need to reinvest back into your bond market, Mr. Bessent, then you're going to have to give us dollar swap lines in order to accomplish that. Otherwise, we're going to have to sell our, you know, we're going to have to find alternate means of generating a wealth. So that's step one. So the key takeaway being is that if the strait remains closed, i.e. if the ceasefire and negotiations fail, then we're talking about moving back into the global liquidity crisis that we were warning about back in early March, when those barrels of petroleum products and those fertilizer inputs were being embargoed, thus, you know, throwing a massive wrench in the dollar recycling cycle, the global dollar recycling cycle, you know, from the net international investment surplus economies in the Gulf Coast and in Asia, you know, basically, you know, squashing their ability to generate profits, corporate profits, household savings, and FX reserves that then get recycled to all capital markets in the world. That is the ultimate risk to this conflict. It's not about, you know, GDP going down or earnings going down. It's the actual evaporation of liquidity. So that remains a prospective market risk to the extent that we see the ceasefire negotiations fail, but ultimately we think they will not fail. And so the final thing I'll say is, you know, in terms of being worried about the market risk, you know, the first thing I'll say is that, you know, you don't have to sell the exact top or buy the exact bottom of every market, as our Dr. Mo model here for the S&P indicates. As long as you sell near the top and buy near the bottom, you can maximize upside capture in any trending bull market and minimize downside capture in any trending bear market. That's what these color coding indicates. The dark green is a max long max position. The red is a short max position. The gray is a no position. And the light green is a short half position. So the key takeaway I'll say is that you don't have to sell the top and buy the exact bottom of any market cycle. There's not been an investor in history. There's not one investor in history has proven the ability to do that. The only people out there that are trying to, that are even attempting to do that, are gullible retail investors that have had their amygdala tickled by, you know, snake oil salesmen. The reality is, if you stop optimizing your investment process for accomplishing something that no investor in the history of mankind has ever proven the ability to do, and just optimize for maximizing upside capture in trending bull markets and optimize for minimizing downside capture in trending bear markets, you're going to have significantly better results than you used to having, and significantly better results than the herd. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our macro minute for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.